For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Santo Tree. I'm a fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies, and I run the drug policy project there.
They think they're going to stop the rebels down in Colombia, that they've got them boxed in. Is there any truth to that?
Well, that's a pretty optimistic scenario there for the Colombian military. This is a civil war that's been going on for more than 40 years now. It's the longest-running civil war in the hemisphere. And no amount of military aid thus far has been able to defeat the rebels. We're talking about a huge landmass and very dense jungle. And you can hide a lot of troops down there. And the rebels are able to move with relative ease and escape detection.
There's no stopping the flow of the heroin coming in, the opium products coming in from South America, is there?
Well, not if you measure the street prices and the purity, no. It's by all indications, alive and healthy and vibrant market.
Now, what do the recent elections at the federal level mean to the drug war? How do you see the future there?
Well, it's a little depressing here, right? You know, I work in Washington, D.C., and the mood here is quite somber. It's going to be very difficult to stop a lot of the really bad things from happening. It's going to be almost impossible to make any kind of you know, good things, reform stuff happen. Right now, what's left of our system of checks and balances is left in the hands of one Republican senator by the name of Arlen Specter. He is right now next in line to be chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is a very important committee. And he is a rather liberal Republican. He's pro-choice. He's decent on a lot of issues, including drug policy reform. I mean, he's by no means a legalizer, but he's very reasonable compared to his Senate colleagues. And there is a movement now led by the religious right to try to unseat him, which would break Senate tradition. The Senate respects a seniority for their choice of committee chairs, and it has never violated that seniority policy. The House of Representatives has, but never the Senate. And so the Christian right is mounting a very fierce grassroots campaign to knock off Arlen Specter as chair of that committee, to get his fellow Republicans to vote against him, which would be very unusual, unprecedented. And if that happens, you know, Arlen Specter is basically the last speed bump between a Christian Taliban blitzkrieg and a liberal Dunkirk. I mean, we are screwed.
Comforting words from Santo Tree. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.